Has it been a busy summer so far for the sheriff's office?
It has been an extremely busy summer. July 3rd, of course, the fireworks is our big event that happens. You know, and unfortunately, I could not fly in the helicopter this year because I'm on crutches. But from what I understand, they had, you know, probably close to a record number of vehicles. I'm talking about land traffic that they had, and yet got several pieces of positive feedback of how quickly we were able to. My staff has done a tremendous job working that out so that, you know, in the old days, it would be 1-2 in the morning before we'd get home. And now, usually within an hour, everybody's gone.
Lots of tourists have been in town.
Lots of tourists, and we love that.
We do. But and you guys support all the different campgrounds in the area. I mean, the county is a massive rural county, and it's hard to get to all the different places.
Well, and the one thing with the Corps of Engineers, they actually do a contract with the sheriff's office, and so our officers can do. We call it park patrol, but basically we're patrolling those parks on behalf of the Corps of Engineers, but they're deputies, and they have they're actually in their patrol cars, and they're actually in those campgrounds, and so they're going from campground to campground, and so it's good for the deputies because they actually get time and a half for that time when they're there, and they do off duty, and then at the same time, if an emergency happens, we've got lots more deputies close by. Mm-hmm. Think about the population of Baxter County probably today compared to normal. What, 3-4 times probably what the normal population
especially
is?
Especially last week.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't complain about traffic in Mountain Home, but, you know, you can't. There are certain days of the year to where it's like, okay, there's a lot of people in town.
And there is. And I love that because the big thing for me is we want people who are law-abiding, tax-paying people. We want you to come visit because we feel like if you'll come visit, you're going to love it here, mm-hmm. and you'll probably come back.
You might just stay.
Sheriff,
any updated information about the mail-in policy that's been in the news back and forth?
You're talking about the postcard?
Yes, sir.
No, we are currently, we're following the federal judge's orders. And so that as far as incoming mail with publishers. Now, as far as the everyday citizens or as far as the outgoing, it is still postcard at this point.
Anything else going on?
Well, we're really busy, and again, I just can't. Actually, there is. If you got just a second, we're talking about animal control, and so you know, we took over animal control on.
We did a story on that a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm, on June 1st, and we have been busy. I think now, of course, outside maybe inside looking out, but I mm-hmm. think we have done a good job taking over a program that was not in very good shape. We discovered there is we have spent thousands of dollars trying to get the facility back up to shape. It had been run down, been closed for a few months. Really proud of the two animal wardens that we've got working for us. And so again, we've not asked for any help from the public. I mean, but the public has stepped up. We've getting donations. Just got another one yesterday that come in to try to help with that. And so we're just thankful to the public that's mm-hmm. helping us. I'm very proud of what we've mm-hmm. done, and we're learning. I mean, because that was not our forte, but at the same time, I think we're running it better than it's been run in a long time.
Speaking of donations, you've had several this past year for the Sheriff's Foundation.
Sheriff's Foundation has been tremendous, and it has been such a need. For example, some of those actually went to the animal shelter, mm-hmm. And we've been able to upgrade security and camera systems and so on and so forth.
Talked about the technology in the cars.
Technology's in the car. So, you know, we got a grant, but it was a matching grant. So the Sheriff's Foundation stepped up and paid for that matching part of the grant so that we can get those laptops in the cars. And it's just, you know, bulletproof vests and weapons for the officers. And I mean, I can go on and on, but the donations from the Sheriff's Foundation. And sometimes those come in small amounts, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're large. And we've had several over the last couple of years where, you know, they've left part of an IRA, you know, upon their death, mm-hmm. or they've left part of their estate or something to that effect. And those are really appreciated because the Sheriff's Foundation supports the Baxter County Sheriff's Office and those officers that help keep us all safe.
What's the number one item on the Sheriff's Foundation wish list today?
You mean forget the price tag?
Number one item on the wish list.
It'd have to be a simulator. It's a training simulator that I really, really would like to see. I actually got to go through one. I have a friend, the chief in Parsons, Kansas, that's in the process of installing one that he's already invited me to come look at. Mm-hmm. It's probably in the neighborhood of $150,000, and I know that's, you know, that probably shouldn't be my top, but that would help our officers so much because that simulator's a 360 degrees, so it truly is as close to real life, and it's programmable. So if you walk into
any situation,
you can program that. And so, because for example, a domestic, you know, it's easy to say, well, this is how you handle the domestic. There's virtually no to-do domestics alike. And so when you walk in, those simulators can talk about voices in the back room or arguments going on to your left or someone trying to come in the back door. I mean, all those things can be done. And it's just a training thing for those tools. And so, yeah, I'd love to have one.
It could save lives.
It could save lives.
Truly.
Absolutely.